Ooh, nice room.
It is a nice room. The walls are all white. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
People are pouring in.
Pouring. Come in.
They're still
hello,
pouring
hello.
In.
Hello. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Desmond.
Welcome to our Story Live Story Room.
Story Bed.
Story Bed. That's
Story
that's
Live Bedtime Book.
On the bed.
That's why it's the bedtime book.
Yeah. How is everybody today?
I'm okay. How are you today, Phoebe?
I'm low on my voice right now.
Why is that?
Because I just finished a very crazy story class like an hour ago. And my class was like, it's just crazy. We just...
Crazy screaming kids for like an hour?
Yes. Uh-huh. And because they're screaming, so I have to be louder. But
you have a mask on.
Yes.
So you have to be even louder.
Oh my gosh. I know we have some English teachers in this room. I think this wearing mask thing, it's just so difficult for teachers.
Burdensome.
Yeah.
That's the word you're looking for, yeah.
Oh, 尤其我们教英文的。 为了要让小孩看清楚我们的嘴型, 然后呢, 声音大概比平常时大, 大概 30%到40%, 所以每次讲话都讲到会喘, 你不知道这是一个职业伤害啊, everybody.
It's annoying for ugly.
Students,
it's not annoying for ugly people.
Yeah.
They get to hide all day.
Well, oh, come on, don't be so mean.
People with stinky breath suffer all day because their breath is like...
Yeah.
At least they don't make everybody else suffer though, right?
Yeah. 我觉得一般学生还好, 就是说如果你是教数学的啊或者是社会的
You just gotta yell louder.
Yeah, yeah, 你就是讲话大声一点。 可是我们教ABC的真的很难耶。 How can I tell if they are saying the word correctly? Are they saying mad or map?
Without or mab.
Looking, I know!
Or mag.
It's just so difficult. Yeah.
Life is rough, isn't it, fellas?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Teaching English. With a mask on, it's just so difficult.
But you can just use the clear mask that you got.
I know, but I still have to speak like 30% louder so the kids can hear me.
But that has a lot of breathing space.
No, it doesn't actually because it has a big flat plastic thing on the front.
Mm.
So you lose all of the front space, but you gain like top and bottom space. So anyway... Enough complaining. That's enough complaining.
所以呢，跟大家解释一下为什么我现在烧香，因为我今天的 story class 真的是太 crazy 了。所以我们的 crazy 是 good crazy， 是大家 have a lot of fun 的 crazy. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Let's start them up.
Mm-hmm.
Today, our Story Life bedtime book is. Ding.
No. It's...
Huh?
Oh,
sorry. Does it have a...
It is called... Exclamation mark.
Exclamation mark. Exclamation mark. 中文就是惊叹号。
Exclamation mark.
By
Amy Krauss Rosenthal and Tom Lichtenheld. I believe that's how you pronounce both of those names.
Mm-hmm.
If not, they can both call me and correct me. You're both welcome to. It's fine. I'll talk to you.
You mean everyone in the room?
Yeah, anybody.
Okay.
Well, any of the authors or illustrators of books that I get their names
wrong.
Well,
I know one of them.
One of them cannot call. I know. I'm sure you're going to tell that story later.
I don't know. I'll see how...
Do you think you could hold it together for that story?
I can. I think it's okay.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. Anyway, exclamation mark. Page turning sound today is... Wow. You guys all had that ready. All right then.
So exclamation mark, 有这个就是发这个声音吗? 也有可能是...
No, it's just like... Ooh! It's like you slowly make it your louder. Louder. Like...
Okay.
Slowly make it louder? So an exclamation mark, you have to read the sentence slowly louder and louder until you get to the end, is that right?
Oh, wow, it's just like the end is louder.
The end is louder. So if you say something like...
It's your birthday?
So if you say something like... Look out, there's a monster. You just go like, look out, there's a monster!
Well, 不是这样用,
monster, you scream.
You know, I'm gonna interrupt here.
Okay.
Gonna interrupt. I mean, I'm not really interrupting because I'm hosting.
Okay.
But I really appreciate in Spanish.
Why?
Where, how they use exclamation marks in Spanish.
Okay.
Because in Spanish, they place them both at the front and the end of the sentence.
Really?
So whenever you see it appearing at the front of the sentence,
you know
that this entire thing here, it needs to be exclaimed. So you're ready for it.
Okay.
So if this is an exclamatory sentence, you got a warning right up front. But in English, whenever you're reading your sentence and it's an exclamatory sentence, sometimes you're like halfway through reading the sentence and you're like, oh, there's an exclamation mark at the end of this one.
Okay.
I guess I'd better start getting crazy. So...
Did that ever bother you?
It actually has, you know.
Okay, 刚刚 Derry 呢在讲的意思就是说，他在西班牙文里面，他们的惊叹号是在句子前面就有的，所以他在读，
yeah.
然后就前面后面就有，所以当你在读句子的一开始的时候，他就知道这个句子是有惊叹号的句子，是。情绪比较，因为惊叹号就是情绪比较多的句子嘛。
Yeah, you're supposed to. I mean, that's why it's an exclamation mark. You're supposed to exclaim it, which means to yell it loudly or going ah.
So how does it bother you? So if I the sentence, it's my birthday tomorrow. Exclamation mark. So
well, okay. So you're reading it outward. You know, as someone who has dictated a lot of books. Whenever I'm recording books, I will start reading the sentence and then realize halfway through this sentence, it's an exclamation sentence. It's an exclamatory sentence. And I would have read it tonally different than I chose to if I would have had that information up front.
Okay, so if you didn't prepare ahead, you don't look at the sentence before you started saying it.
Yeah.
All right, now,
so
say it.
A sentence. Okay, so let's just say... there are people in a park, okay?
Okay.
And the sentence here is, look at that purple dog. And, you know, you're normally sitting in a park and you're trying to say, look at a thing, but it's a purple dog.
Uh-huh.
There's reason to be excited here.
Uh-huh.
So you wouldn't just be like, look at that purple dog! You know, that's not how you would work it.
Okay.
Because you would start off excited. You'd be like, look at that purple dog! And you'd read the whole thing, or you'd say the whole thing with gusto, you know?
I want to speak.
Okay.
I remember there was a recording of your Miss
Elephant
and Piggy.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then they're like, Piggy, you broke your snout? You're like that.
Well, I have both books memorized, so I know where the exclamations are in that one. So I probably intended to read it that way. But anyway, on with the story.
我们还没开始，已经六分钟了，是怎样
？That was the appetizer.
Okay,
let us begin the book.
所以今天的 page turning sound 是什么
？Eyes are bigger than us.
We have someone who would like to speak already.
Yeah, hi 杨医师，是，
不好意思，我耽误十秒钟，
好，
因为我有去学一阵子的西班牙文。
嗯，
您刚提到那个，如果是有惊叹号结尾的句子，头尾都会有惊叹号。
对，
做个小小补充，就是这两个惊叹号是互相是颠倒的。嗯
，Yeah。The ones at the beginning are upside down.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a warning on how you're supposed to say the sentence, right? Isn't that good?
Oh, it's purple!
Right? Instead of being like, oh, it's purple! You know?
Just 突然来的惊叹。
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. 好了，没有在录书的人不会有这么困扰，好不好？
It's like an apple suddenly popping out from the side of the road when you're driving really fast.
Yeah, okay. That's right.好了，第一页
了。All right, here we go.
Okay.
Let's actually read the story.
All right.
He stood out from the very beginning. That's our page turn sound. He stood out here. He stood out there.
Hey, I've just found out that the pages are notebooks.
Yeah, the pages here are those lined writing from student writing. But also, why do you think this exclamation mark is standing out among these other things?
Because all the rest of them are periods.No, that's Chinese periods.
Those aren't Chinese periods.
Yeah,
that's okay.
没错 ，Desmond 有很好的观察。他说这一些叶子、这些页面上的这一些是句号，但是它是中文的句号，有没有？大家有没有发现？因为它不是实心的，
空的，
它是空心的。中文的句号才是空心的，英文的句号是实心的。
Mm.
All right.
So, he stands out among all of this different punctuation, right?
Yeah.
Three, two, one. It seemed like the only time he didn't stand out was when he was asleep.
Not because I
think. Why doesn't he stand out now?
Because he's lying down and it just looks like there's a line. Like in writing, there's like this like Tian Kong.
We call that an underscore.
Underscore. So it looks like Chinese period, 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 underscore, period, period.
Yeah. Three, two, one. He tried everything to be more like them.
Wow.
Oh, what's he doing?
Squish himself.
Trying to squish what?
Squish his line.
Like the line on top of the exclamation mark? I'm sure it probably has a name. Like the line on the top probably has a fancy name.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you check grammar books and stuff, but yeah. I have no idea what it is.
Morphin device station.
Three, two, one. But he just wasn't like everyone else. Period.
好，这里要解释一下。OK， but he was just not like 你这前面这一句的意思就是他就是跟别人不一样。Period， 在英文里面啊，当你要跟人家讲什么东西结束的时候啊，你会用 period。
Or like, that's the truth, or yeah, that's a fact.
它其实是一个说法、yeah. Period 是句点的意思。可是呢，比如说今天我在跟 Derry 吵一个东西 ，argue 一个东西，我们在讲什么？ 然后讲讲讲，我讲了很多。好，就是这样了。Period， 我讲 period 就是到这里，就这里，我就讲到这里的，没了，就是这样子。
Wait, I it means something else. It's like, oh, you're arguing about something else, and it's like, I'm right. Period.
Yeah, it's the same thing I said.
It also applies as like, you know, that's the fact, or this is the end of the thing. Or,
yeah, just the end of discussion. 就是停了没了最后了就是这样子 I made my last point, period.
You don't need any more shoes, Phoebe. Period.
No, wait, wait, wait. 刚刚应该是 comma.
It's been said.
没有刚刚应该是 dot, dot, dot.
That's called an ellipsis. All right, three, two, one. He was confused.Flummoxed and deflated. Flummoxed is just a fancy word for confused. He even thought about running away. What's he got here?
A running away bag.
Yeah, it's like the little hobo stick. We call that a hobo stick.
这个我们中文叫浪迹天涯小包包。
Oh my god.
浪
迹天涯小包包。我不知道问我不知道就是电话的另外一头有多少人知道浪迹天涯小包包这个梗但是我相信应该是多年前 long time ago I think in my 20s there was a very famous variety show by it's called I don't remember the show but there's a skit in the show it's this couple and the couple the wife's name is Momoko 桃子陶晶莹But anyway, they, in the show, they always, the wife will always do something and then the husband doesn't make her happy or something and she will just say, I'm just going to leave the house. And then she will carry her 浪迹天涯小包包 and pretend she's just going to stomp out of the house.
So this is just like an ongoing skit of theirs?
Yeah, so if I say, 这是我浪迹天涯小包包, I think...Moms or dads in my era, they should
That's
have known.
That's such a long name for that. I guess this is like the colloquial name for it instead of like
小包包 you know, 小包包 right? 浪迹天涯 it's a four-word Chinese proverb. Means I'm just gonna be roam around the world.
Okay.
So 浪迹天涯 just
like a nomad.
Yeah,
Tian Ya is
like
the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right then.
也讲看太远了 okay.
So he's got a hobo stick over here.
他有他的浪迹天涯小包包。
Then one day, hello, who are you? Hey, what's up with this person? What's up with this punctuation here?
A question mark.
A question mark. Uh-huh. Have you noticed the kinds of things that question mark will say?
Questions.
Questions?
Yeah. Daddy, wait.Like, sometimes when you're writing, when you're, like, confused and, like, surprised at the same time, you write this.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
The question mark and the exclamation mark together, yeah.
Right? 这我超常用的。
It needs its own.
Yeah.
And in English, there's actually a punctuation called the sarcasm mark.
Uh-huh.
Because sarcasm is very difficult to convey in text.
Yeah.
And there's actually punctuation that was created to convey this is a sarcastic sentence.
So what
I think
is
it's
it?
A box.
Sarcasm. 反讽就是有一点讽刺的。So that's a new punctuation?
I became aware of it, I'm going to say 10 years ago.
It's a box.
The sarcasm. I believe, like I say, you know.
Then why haven't I ever seen you using that in your writing? Because you are so sarcastic.
Because nobody would understand what it is.
Oh my God.
They would have like, what's up with the box thing? And I'd be like, it's a sarcasm mark. And they'd go,
huh. No one knows about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, nobody knows about it. I'm like,
oh,
yeah,
that's
I know.
Why,
you, why
so it's not popular
it?
Enough.
It's like a box?
I think it's a little box, yeah. I don't know.
他说有一个像盒子的正方形的的这个标点符号是表示讽刺的口气。Mm-hmm.
Because the way that you deliver a sarcastic sentence is also its own you know, delivery style or its own meter.
Uh-huh.
Like, wow, that's a heck of a purse you got there. So it's, it wouldn't be delivered a normal way. Like, wow, that's a heck of a purse you got there. It wouldn't work, right?
I know.
So you have to have it, its own delivery.
But if you say that sentence, I will put an exclamation mark at the end.
Wow, that's a heck of a purse you got there.
That's not sarcastic.
That's not sarcastic, right?
Yeah.
You really got to put the sauce on it.
Okay.
Anyway. 3, 2, 1. What grade are you in? What's your favorite color? Do you like frogs? What's your favorite ice cream? When's your birthday? Know any good jokes? Do you want to race to the corner? Is there an echo in here?
Is there an echo in here?
What's your favorite movie? Do you know what makes gravity? Why do you look so surprised? Am I boring you? Do you think a snail could go around the world? So, what do you want to do? Who's taller, you or me? What do you want to be when you grow up? I know somebody just like that.
Oh, yeah? who are you? Are you pointing?
I have a son. One of my children
okay. Is
Mr. Infinite Questions. And I don't mind. Believe me, I don't mind.
Uh-huh.
Curiosity is a very valuable thing.
It is.
But sometimes the questions just bounce between so many random subjects so quickly. I don't know what's going on in this little coconut of yours, man. I don't know.
It will do him good one day.
I'm sure it will. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Stop! I'm sorry for everyone listening at home if you didn't see that coming. Who yelled stop here?
Exclamation mark.
Exclamation mark yelled stop. Okay. Why do you think exclamation mark yelled stop?
Because it's so annoying.
So many questions.
Do you don't have to say any names. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to say any names. Do you have anyone at school who is just a constant talker?
Yeah.
Just a chatty, chatty person and they just always have to be saying something?
And yes.
And you just want to say
you
stop.
Know.
Yes or no is enough. Okay. These people exist. Yes. Mm-hmm. There are people who can just, they can talk to anyone and everyone, which is, it's a good skill.
You know, that's
believe me.
Actually a talent.
It is.
我觉得可以一直讲话然后都不停的人，我觉得是一个才华。
I mean, it's, now here's the thing. If what you're talking about is sensible and a good topic of conversation, versus you just have to have words coming out of your mouth is two totally different things.
Okay.
Because being able to converse about good topics is a very, very interesting skill.
Okay.
But
yeah, I guess that's more valuable. That you constantly say something, but everything you say has senses in there. It's just not just words out of your mouth.
It adds to the conversation.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Instead
好吧,
of
那这样, just... 应该是这样才是才华。就是要一直言之有物的一直对话,我觉得这是很难的。I cannot
either. I'm not a chatty person at all. Unless you add alcohol. Then you get more than you bargained for. Okay. He didn't know he had it in him. How'd you do that? Can you do it again? Oh. So now question mark wants to know how exclamation is so loud.
Mm-hmm.
And question mark also wants to be so loud.
I guess question mark should just slick his hair up.
Ah, could be. Get a comb.
Yeah. 把他头发梳直就好了, 是不是? Okay.
He wasn't sure, so he started small. Hi! That felt right. So he tried something bigger. Howdy! And as he pushed himself a bit more, 哇！
你没有发现字越来越大吗？
嗯，有。
所以在英文里面，如果你字写很大，就是要念比较大声的意思。
嗯。
Another one of the cues on that in English is if you just type all caps.
Yeah.
That's why whenever you're typing an email to someone, you don't type in all caps because it sounds like you're yelling to the person that's getting the email.
对，我们现在讲的意思就是在英文里面，除了你把字写大，就是它有很大声的意思之外，还有就是如果你全部用大写的话，也会让人家觉得你在很大声的讲话。可是在中文是做不到的。
I know.
中文没有办法是把字写很大，因为 it's all proportional, so it depends.
You can bold it is all you can really do.
Yeah,
in Chinese.
中文只能用出题嘛，对。
Yeah.
对。
Or Chinese, but what you do for emphasis is you say it multiple times.
我跟你讲，我最受不了的一种方法就是啊，我没有办法忍受每一个，就是有人写字写句子，每一句结尾都是 exclamation mark.That just drives me crazy.
People like that must lead very exciting lives. He's like, I had breakfast today.
Hello.
I had an egg.
你今天好吗？我早上吃蛋。就是就是有就是每一个结尾都用惊叹号，我真的没有办法读哎，我会很紧张。
Nobody is that exciting in real life. It's like Regis Philbin, you know who he is.
可是真的有人会。
I know.
就是我如果在写小日记的话。如果有很 exciting 的事的话，我会写两个。
Yeah, I know.
Sure.
Sometimes you can have two or three. Yeah.
He discovered a world of endless possibilities. Yippee! This is fun. Way to go! Bravo! It was like he broke free from a life sentence.
你没有，这是一个 pun， 这是一个双关。好 ，It's like he broke free. Broke free 就是逃出来了，
mm-hmm.
解脱了 from a life sentence. Life sentence 是
If you're in jail for your
I know 我在想中文要怎么讲，
yeah.
就是一辈子被关在监狱里面，
Until、
终身的无期徒刑。对对对，无期徒刑。
Okay，
但是呢，他现在他因为他是一个惊叹号，所以惊叹号会出现在哪里？
In a sentence.
The sentence. So he broke free from a sentence, too.
A life sentence. Because his life was being lived in sentences.
A sentence.
Oh, man.
This is so smart. This pun is so smart.
Okay. I'm just going to point and everybody just yell something here. You ready?
You're it.
Yes.
Home run.
Cool.
Yum.
That's great.
Thanks.
Wake up!
Go!
Happy birthday! Encore!
Sorry, that one's wrong.
Encore!
Encore! What do you say in Chinese? Encore?
Encore.
Encore.
所以我们都会喊 encore, encore, 其实就是这个字啊。Encore.
Encore.
Look out! Boom! Congratulations!
All right.
Wow, 你们好 surprised.
Which one of these do you think you guys use the most often? But you're not allowed to use the word yes.
I use thanks the most. No, I use wake up the most.
Oh, I thought you say you stink. You use that one most. You use thanks the most.
Thanks, yeah.
You use what? Wake up.
Probably wake up. I don't know. They wake up themselves, so.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I probably use go the most because I use it all the time in teaching. All ready? Three,
two,
one.
Go! Go. And then tell them, go, 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 come on!
Go! Three, two, one. He couldn't wait to show everyone. Hey, guys, it's me! Look what I can do!
Yeah, I think he's more like, hey, guys, me!
Yeah, he's zooming across them. Yeah. Hey, guys, it's me! Look what I can do! Ooh, if you got stereo at home, yeah.
左右双声道那种感觉。等等，我们看能不能让听众有左右双声道的感觉。
I don't think it works on phones. There's only a single microphone.
没有，我以我的手机啊。
No, I know, but you need two microphones for it. I don't know if phones have stereo mic. Okay.
啊，不然你用。
If you're wearing headphones right now, see if this works. I'm gonna shift the phone while I talk. Here we go.
我要就是左右双声道的感觉。
Hey guys, it's me. Look what I can do. All right, there you go.
等一下，在大家跟我分享一下，有没有声音闪出去的感觉？
I don't think phones record in stereo.
应该就是大小声而已。
Yeah. Of course, there was much exclaiming. And question mark says, isn't he something?
There was never any question in our minds. Hey, every punctuation always ends in their own self. Like, his sentences always end with the exclamation mark, and and then the question mark also ends with a
question
mark.
And the periods end with a
period.
He figured it out. Isn't that clever?
你没有发现吗？就是他讲的句子啊，只要是惊叹号，句子就是结尾就都是惊叹号，然后问号结尾就是问号，句号结尾就是问号。这就是 Amy 很 smart 的地方啊。Okay.
And in Chinese, you do have the interesting name of 句点王 right?
句号
yeah, 句号
或句点。句点也可以。
句点王。
句点王。The king of periods.
So, with his head held high, he went off to make his mark.
Okay, what is the pun here?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's an exclamation mark.
Mark.
Right? So, but if you're going to make a mark,
all you got to do is start.
We're going to get carried away here.
Oh, God, 唱的是另外一首
The Dot.
The Dot.
Yeah.
然后呢，他有被一个很有名的绘本的歌
手 Emily Arrow.
Emily Arrow, 他有把它翻译成，不是翻译成，有把这首这个绘本唱成一首歌。所以我们刚刚唱的是那首歌。等一下，是
See, it's an exclamation mark. See,
再念一次。
Hold on, no. Here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna cover up the top of the exclamation mark.
Okay.
Now please read.
The end.
But now it's an exclamation mark.
The end.
What if it's a question mark?
The end.
Isn't that so cool?
Man,
this
is just the end.
Is it really the end?
Yeah.
We dedicate this book to Amy Rennert. Thank you! Amy and Tom. Oh, we have something back down over here. That reminds me, did I ever thank you? Hey, I asked the questions around here, buddy. Mm-mm. Oh, you see down here at the very end of the back pages, exclamation mark is asking questions, and questions is exclaiming.
I don't know if we have that page on Instagram.
Okay. The end.
The end. Oh, Derry, what's
the end? Period.
我们只剩下三分钟哎。
What?
Well, I kind of set out story time like a half an hour.
That's okay.
But anyway.
So how about the moving sound?
The moving sound?
What?
Oh, I don't think anybody
Yeah,
heard,
I don't think. It's okay. 好了，我快快的分享就是Amy 这个作者的故事。那其实这个故事
Amy Krauss Rosenthal.
Rosenthal. Okay.
What? Is it Rosenthal or Rosenthal?
It's Rosenthal. In a TH 嘛。
I don't know. Okay. Sometimes it's tall, sometimes it's thal.
Anyway. 他呢他其实呢已经过世了，然后他在过世之前啊，他在New York Times 有一篇很有名、非常多人读的文章。那那个文章的 title 叫做 "You may want to marry my husband."
Yes,、
yeah.
you may.
就是呢，他被检查出有卵巢癌，那他在快过世之前呢，他就在《纽约时报》上面写的这篇就是。啊、oh, ，我跟你讲，那时候我们每一个就是 picture book lovers， 就是我们对绘本有一点研究的，然后大家去读那篇文章，都是哭到稀里哗啦。然后呢 ，anyway， 它里面的重点就是说，他可能快要不在这个人世间了。然后呢，就讲他的先生，我记得没错，应该叫 Jason， 是一个多好的男人。然后呢，你们应该会想要。嫁给他，希望呢外面广大的读者可以在他过世之后呢嫁给他的先生，让他先生有伴这样子。那这个是我对 Amy 这个作者印象最深刻 的一个故事。但是 Amy 她其实是 She's a lady with a lot of stories. She started an activity somewhere in the US, like where you just bring a yellow umbrella somewhere and everyone gather there to do something nice. I don't know, Jane probably knows the story better than I do. So
I'm sure she does.
Yeah. But
Now you're just randomly cueing people.
No, it's okay. 真正老师不用觉得有压力，但是呢，大家可以去找一下这个文章来看，就是 You may want to marry my husband.
Yes, you may. He's quite handsome, I hear, Phoebe.
我现在没有在帮你打广告，
What?
好不好？
What?
Okay, 但是呢 I think that's an interesting topic to talk about. Darren and I talk about that actually pretty quite often. We'll ask each other that, will you want me to date another person or marry another person?
Quite often.
Yeah, I think I ask you this question all the time.
You plan on killing me or something?
我不是常问你，就是如果我死掉之后，你会不会交其他的女朋友啊？
Sure.
You see? He said, sure. No!
Come on, you're over here helping me advertise, and now I can't? That's so evil.
So, can I have a boyfriend after you die?
Yeah, sure, I don't care. You go right ahead.
对。
You may want to marry my wife.
好，赶快讲 something good about your wife.
She has a lot of shoes.
等一下，你说我有很多鞋子，对别人不是一个广告好吗？
Maybe they also like shoes.
所以我可能可以有女朋友之类的。
Hey, you know, I don't judge.
Okay, I think that's our story tonight. I think it's a very smart story. I like the life sentence one.
The art. The art is really simple, but does a very good job of conveying the emotion in the story.
Yeah. I was very surprised the first time I read this book. Like, it just...punctuations.
Right?
Yeah, and they can just tell good stories. It's just 没有想到就是只是惊叹号标点符号它就可以写一本书。
There's another book. What is it? It's called The OK Book?
Yeah, The OK Book.
Who was that by?
The same
it's
person?
It's also Amy Rosenthal? Okay. Yeah, because as I'm reading through this and I kind of had the same feeling of The OK Book and how the cleverness of The OK Book is.
Amy 有另外一本书叫 The OK Book 也超级就是很有趣很聪明很聪明的一本书 Yeah
Is it hers?
OK
OK
那个黄色雨伞是 Amy 的一个 symbol 就是他大家有兴趣可以从 YouTube 有一个影片叫 17 Things I Made 从那个开始他在那个 17 Things I Made 影片里面邀请大家在8月8号的8:08，在芝加哥的那个 Cloud Gate 有一颗 Beans， 有一个 很著名的那个雕像，他就邀请大家在那边碰面，然后就很多陌生人就聚在一起，然后做一些有趣的事情，这样。
OK.
So what is that called? It's like
the Seven Things I Made. Yeah.
Seventeen things I made.
Okay.
Seventeen things I made.
Yeah.
Yeah. All started from that short clip.
Oh, okay. I think I remember watching that, and it's just people like doing some stunts in when they gather and that. It's an interesting video.
Was it like a flash mob kind of thing?
I don't think so. I think everyone gathered there and they start doing like they have like someone like have a grand entrance and someone doing some stunt. It's not a flash mob.
No, it's a flash mob.
Flash mob 来教大家一下 flash F L A S H mob 是 M
O
B flash mob 就是呢，我不知道大家有没有看过 YouTube 的一些影片，就是突然啊，在某一个比如说车站或是什么什么什么购物广场，然后就会突然有一群人聚集在那里，然后跳一个3分钟的舞，然后你就散开，那个叫 flash mob。But anyway.We should end the story as 33.
Does anyone have any question marks? If not, we're going to end this. We're going to put a period on this broadcast here. More of an exclamation mark.
Okay.
All right then. All right then. Night night, everybody.
Night night.
Don't let the exclamation box bite.
Yeah, that's what I have in mind anyway.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.